Welcome to the Awaken Podcast.
My name is Victoria Bond. I'm a spiritual empowerment coach and a psychic medium. This podcast is full of spiritual teachings, of channels, and of course, activations. So enjoy the podcast and I'll see you inside.
Are you going through a spiritual awakening? I'm going to share with you the three top signs to show you if you're going through an awakening. And I also want to talk to you about if you have already awakened. There's a whole conversation about that. I am here today to unravel some of the questions that you may be asking. Okay, so spiritual awakening, well, what is it? Okay, so first of all, what is a spiritual awakening? It is basically shifting dimensions. It's paradigm jumping. It is planet jumping. It is crossing a bridge. It's going from the 3D to the 5D. And there is the 4D, which is the shadows, which is basically the bridge. And there is some signs to let you know if you are awakening. And I have been through this, right? And I'm always going through awakening. So one of the questions that I had when I was going through this kind of like upgrading my consciousness awakening process was, am I conscious now? And the person who was kind of a little bit like teaching me in a modality at that time, she said, well, are you? And now what I know to be true is we're always evolving. We are always waking up. But there is layers. Yes. We are multidimensional beings and there is layers on how we are awakening. If anyone ever said, I'm wide awake, I went through my spiritual awakening like years ago, is there a little bit of unconsciousness there? I don't know. Is anyone fully, truly awake? Well, anyway, let's talk about these three signs to see if you are going through a spiritual awakening. So the first one that I experienced was seeing stuff out the corner of my eye. I swore I just saw a shadow. I swore I saw just someone standing there. So it's like when the clairvoyant abilities start turning on. And when it comes to the third eye, you might get a bit of an itchy third eye or feel like there's like maybe a fly landed. Or like when you see people, maybe sometimes you kind of get a flash, like maybe you see like a blackness in their eyes. Or when you're looking at them, you feel like you're looking into their soul. Like your eyes and your third eye are like activating. So a perspective, a shift within the vision, but also in the third eye, right? So it's both because you do have the three eyes here, of course. So if you see a shadow out of the corner of your eye and that's happening kind of often, or you like feel like someone might be watching me, I kind of like, what is going on? Anything to do with the eyes is 100% a sign that you are going through an awakening, okay? Whether it's your first, whether it's your fifth, whether it's your 20th or your 200th, it doesn't matter. You're still going through an awakening because you're starting to see further than you've ever seen before. You're starting to see kind of behind you, to the side of you, in front of you, above. You're opening your lens. And this is what happens when we become more conscious. So the second one, if you're awakening, if you're going through a spiritual awakening, I don't care which one it is, right? Because we're always growing and expanding, is your sleep getting a little bit interrupted. So your dreams might become so vivid or scary, so they can go in the higher expression or the lower expression of consciousness. But because you're awakening, you are becoming aware of more than what you've noticed or been aware of before. We don't just wake up and become aware of, oh, there's fairies and angels and spirits. We become aware of everything. And there's a polarity, right? So there is like a lower expression. So there's like darker entities, there's darker thoughts. We can be aware of some of the stuff that's happening in the world that's not of the true white light. And then there's a higher expression, which is like, oh my goodness, I'm starting to like really help people pass over or connecting spirits in, or like I'm starting to see so many more things like enlightenment of the world. I'm seeing people coming together and expanding and glowing, and I'm going to these circles, and like we see more light, we see more dark. There's a little trick there, a little side note to that I want to share with you as well, which I'm going to wait until the end. You will have a greater imagination. Your dreams may be bigger, they may be scarier. Your sleep may be interrupted. Why? Because you're being aware of spirit around you, trying to get your attention. Spirit don't see like I see you, right? Or you see me. They don't know if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, right? This is what I teach in my signature program, Magnificent Mediumship, is having standards and having boundaries. If you're waking up in the night, you're becoming more aware of the spirits that are around you, of the multidimensional self that you be, and potentially your astral traveling, okay? So you're aware of what is happening, and the only difference is before you weren't aware of it, you were still doing it, right? Because you're still a full, whole, infinite being. So you're becoming more aware of that. So what do we do if our sleep is getting interrupted? First of all, we've got to look after the human, okay? So body, it's time to sleep. Spirit, you must leave. You know, come back tomorrow at 9 a.m. and I'll have a chat with you, whatever it is. But also, you've got to remember that you are remembering who you are, right? You are remembering who you are. So that means your Akashic records are being opened. That means you may see people, like I said, in number one, with your eyesight and you're looking at people a little bit different, you may start recognizing people from different planets that you've been on or different lives. So when it comes to your sleep, your memories can come back in your dreams. And they may be darker for you to clean them up, to acknowledge them, to see that depth or that darkness that is being reflected within you from maybe external situations, or maybe it's like I'm flying, I'm swimming, I had a dream that I had a child, or I had a dream I was a man. Like, that was a really odd dream. Like I saw this whole family that I didn't even know. You might even, when you start drifting off to sleep, you might actually start having like these faces. So when we're talking about drifting off, going into like a sleep mode, and you've got your third eye, which is turning on because you're awakening, maybe you start seeing faces that you've never recognized before. Maybe you were like, oh my goodness, like, who are these people? Why am I seeing these faces? Maybe they are faces that you recognize from the past, or maybe they are spirits trying to contact you. Now, I just want to add in here, you don't need to be scared of this, okay? Because when we, like I talk about in MM, when we put standards and boundaries up and we're like, hey, I'm not available for any shenanigans when I'm going to bed, right? Everybody out, please come back at 9 a.m. in the morning. It's really important to understand that you have control over this awakening. But educating yourself is really, really important, okay? So, awakening is a feeling. It's a knowing. It's an expansion. And quite often we're like, oh, shrink it down, because of the fear mongering that we have been projected, that's been projected onto us as we've been growing up. But truly, there is nothing to fear, because you are the strongest entity in your reality. And a lot of people will come to me and they will be like, Victoria, I'm in this awakening. And it's not that they haven't been going through awakenings before. It's just that we tend to go through like one gnarly one where you're like, oh my God, like there's no going back, right? You know, when you have an epiphany, like we can have it in any area of our life, like an epiphany where I need to change this in my life. That's what a spiritual awakening is. Like, it's like, bang, okay, it's time to get onto this. And you have a choice to or not. Usually the signs, it will start getting stronger and the vision starts getting stronger and the dreams get a bit wackier, or you get insomnia. Like, that kind of turns up until you actually make a decision. Okay, and I'm going to share the third one with you in a moment, right? So make sure you're commenting. I want to know, have you had any of these? The side eye, the third eye tingle, looking at someone and recognizing them. Have you had the wacky sleeps or the faces when you're trying to sleep, like waking up in the middle of the night going, what is going on? Like, I feel like someone's watching me. Like, I want to know. Comment below. Let me know. By the way, I go even deeper into this in my community, Awaken Community with Victoria Bond on Facebook. I go deeper into all of these amazing things. So the third one is the signs and the synchronicities, okay? And they can be a little bit overwhelming until we understand how to utilize them. So a little story is, when I was awakening, right? You may have already heard this. So I was awakening and I was pregnant. I was waking during my pregnancy with my son, Christian, and when he was a little baby. And I would just like, holy shit, like signs and synchronicities were everywhere. It was an entire year of feathers in my face, of butterflies everywhere. And I mean, it was not only with my eyes, like I'd see, oh, there's another butterfly. Oh, there's another feather. Oh, I didn't even have to leave my seat. It was just everywhere. It wasn't only that. It was in my third eye. I'd go into a bedroom and the whole room in my mind was full of feathers. Like someone had had the biggest pillow fight. And I was like, this is insane. Stop, right? And then I knew I had to make a decision. It wasn't fun for me anymore, living more 5D than I was 3D, right? So when I'm in it and I'm in the 5D, it's all love and it's all great. But I was still trying to live as a human, and I was finding being a human really hard. A lot of people that are going through awakenings, they do find it hard because shadows will come up, because when you're awakening, you are going from the 3D dimension. You're walking across this bridge all the way to the fifth dimension, right? But what about the fourth? It is the bridge. And on the bridge, you are coming across a lot of challenges, a lot of hurdles, a lot of snake energy, a lot of troll energy, a lot of shadow energy, right? You may even get people throwing shade at you, right? You might be beating yourself up, or guilt or shame from things that you've done have come up. And this is not a test. This is the duality that it takes to be human. So when I was sitting there and I was like, I'm going insane, right? Like, why are all these, I'm feeling like self-loathing. I'm feeling all these things. I'm feeling guilt for seeing things and shame because I was brought up religious and this is like not okay. And what happened was I just said, okay, enough. And I got this voice in my head and it said, you've got to make a decision. Do you choose a 3D living where you try to fit into a box that is perfectly being created for you, painted, tied up with a bow? This is your age. This is how much money you have. This is how much money that you will have according to your family line, right? And what is expected of you. This is how you will spend the rest of your days. This is what is expected following the whatever, right? The expectations of the world that have for you and how intelligent you are, all the things. Do you want to do that and fit in? How does it feel for you? Some people, it's like, oh my God, that feels so good. Do that, right? You'll find your joy in that. But the other question for me that I had was, and I'd have to give up my spiritual stuff. I wouldn't be able to be on YouTube going, hey, are you going through a spiritual awakening? No, I would be going to church saying, okay, I'm giving up all of this to God. And that's okay if that is what you're choosing. But I wanted to use this to slay the shame, slay the fear, and help other people struggling, thinking they're crazy because they're seeing things and their sleep is all fucked up, to go, and they're seeing 111s and 222s and feathers and butterflies and like magpies and like everything's in your face all the time, and you've got spirit constantly talking to you, and you've got ear worm, which is like a, you know, a chorus of a song going over and over and over and over and over, like, ah. And to make a decision, do I settle and be normal in society and fit in? I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. I've got to give up all this other shit though. Like that was the decision I had to make, right? How am I going to do both? How am I going to cut off my nose to spite my face? That's how I felt, because I was like, I feel like I'm a medium, but I feel like I don't know how. Have you ever felt that way? I feel like doing something. I feel like I'm a medium. I feel like I've got a voice. I feel like I'm meant to help the world, but I don't know how, because I don't have anyone in my world that does that. No entrepreneurs. I had no coaches. I had no spiritual people. I had the priests and bishops have said, dealing with bishops. How does it feel for you? Pop it down below. What is the thing that you're like, I feel like this fire within, but I don't know the how? Have you ever experienced that before? I'd love to know. And I decided that if I said no to all of this shit coming in, high frequency vibration charge going on, like I thought I was going insane, I went to the doctors and said, I think I need some meds, right? And they're like, no, you don't. And I'm like, oh my God. Thank God the angels are looking after me that day, right? Because I had to figure this shit out. I started sharing and that was my medicine. And I chose. I said, I commit to be me. Quirky, wonderful, crazy, ambitious, loud, maybe sometimes obnoxious. I don't even know. Some people may say so, but she's got some balls, like, holy shit. A little Kiwi girl from a little town that went to the Catholic Church, got christened, baptized her children, got married. I'm going to show up as the now Victoria, not the Victoria that I was like meant to be, what everyone saw me being. I'm going to step in to myself, and that might mean I'm going to lose people. That might mean people are going to go, who are you? You've changed. That means people might say I'm crazy and I'm weird. She's not normal. But I looked at normal, and then I looked at this, which seemed pretty out the gate. It kind of seemed new age, if you will. My mum would say new age. New age and a little bit out there, right? I was like, but I feel more home at this. It was like the seeker energy. Like, I want to know why I'm seeing all these signs and synchronicities. I want to know why my sleep is up the duff. Because let's face it, the doctors weren't helping me, right? They were like, well, go for a walk on the beach. I'm like, I can't tell them I'm seeing shit. Like, I can't. I just knew I can. And I knew that my great grandmother used to see things too and hear things. And my whole family is that way inclined. But I was just like, this kind of talked about very briefly. And then you carried on and you went to church and you, like, you know, gave it up, which is fine if that's what you're choosing and that's the way you're meant to do things. For me, it was different. For me, it's not about putting anyone or anything into any motherfucking box. It's about me creating my own box. My name is Victoria Bond. I'm a psychic medium and a spiritual empowerment coach. I see dead people. I do. And I clear people. And I see, the other day I saw the sticky, like, slime on the side of one of my clients' heads. And she's like, can you check my head? And I'm like, yeah, there's a sticky slime thing. What is it? I don't really know, but it's not meant to be this. I'm just going to remove it. I see energy. I flow energy. I see auras. I feel love. I feel whole. I stepped into who I may be, the potentials rather than the expectation. So all in all, the signs and the synchronicities, the mind chatter, the visions, the sleep, all of the stuff is a sign that you are going through a spiritual awakening, whether it's your first or your 2000th. Like I said before, right? It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And there's ways that you can manage this. Boundaries and standards, just like we have with humans. So I also wanted to tell you that, like, we're always awakening. We are always awakening. We are forever awakening. And the people that say, I'm awake, I'm conscious, are the people that have plateaued. I'm forever going, I wonder what else is possible with my consciousness today. I wonder what else is possible with seeing in a different way that I've never seen before. I wonder what signs and synchronicities can blow my way and capture me by surprise. I am in this energy of curiosity of my capacity, and I come in with the energy of my life of every day that I do not know anything. I don't know anything. Are you conscious? If you would like to say, I'd love to see this in the comments, like 1% being like, no, 100% being, yeah, I am totally 100% conscious, where do you think you would be? Like, what is the first thing that comes to your head? What is the first number that you see in your head, right? It's just a little bit of a game. I'd love to see where you think, one being nothing, 100 being absolutely fully, how conscious do you think you are? Because your consciousness and your psychicness is all one and one, right? It's together. It is the same thing. So I'm teaching mediumship, I'm always teaching about conscious awareness and expansion, because the further you expand out, the more that you can see, yes, there's light and there's dark, but you are the strongest entity in your reality. Therefore, you actually can mold and move and shift. You are a multidimensional being. We work with quantum physics. We work with astral travel. We work with acknowledging that you are your own creator. But there, of course, is something bigger. Consciousness itself is bigger than us, right? But we're a spark of that consciousness, and whatever that consciousness is, whatever you call it, whatever that jam is for you, whatever your belief is your belief. Was there a wrongness when I went to church? No, absolutely not. There was no wrongness in that. It was exactly where I was at in my conscious evolution, right? And then I shifted and changed. I went, this kind of fits me better. This is where I feel more seen and heard and held. This is where I can manifest more love. So how have you been enjoying this? I would love to know. If you are still here, give me a heart. If you are still here, if you've listened all the way through, if you know someone who's going through a spiritual awakening, please share this video with them. Make sure you subscribe, because we've got a lot more epic content coming. So spiritual awakening is always forever happening to you. And today I just shared with you three ways. We went into a little bit of riffing as well, but I would love to know how this has helped you. I would love to see you in the Awakening community, the Victoria Bond on Facebook. Check out the link below so you can join that. And until next time, see you later.
Thank you for tuning into today's episode. If you desire to develop your spiritual awareness even further, then go check out my website, where you can have a look at the spiritual membership or magnificent mediumship. Please feel free to leave a review, to give us a star rating, and to share this episode with someone that you love. Until next time, namaste.